Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're going to be looking this morning at Isaiah chapter 6 in the Old Testament, Isaiah's commission and call. We pray together. Lord, we thank you that you call men and women to follow you in discipleship. Lord, you've always done this. You've graciously invited us to follow you, to join with you in the wonderful adventure of faith. Lord, together with all the people of God, we thank you and we praise you, and we pray very simply that you would call us again today, perhaps renewing an old call, perhaps something coming to us quite startling and fresh and new. Be with us, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." He said, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "For how long, O Lord?" And he answered, "Until the cities lie ruined and without inhabitant, until the houses are left deserted and the fields ruined and ravaged, until the Lord has sent everyone far away and the land is utterly forsaken. And though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as the terebinth and oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land." Well, what a reading. And there's so much to reflect on. Just struck again by the extraordinary nature of Isaiah's vision and commission. The holiness of God is there. His power, his majesty, and his amazing might. And Isaiah's reaction, feeling that he's ruined, knowing that surely he's ruined, because he's seen God, he's seen the King. but then the amazing tenderness, the extraordinary grace, as the angel flies to him with a coal and cleanses him. For Christian people, this speaks to us so powerfully of the Lord Jesus. God is great and mighty. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. We shouldn't be able to stand in his presence, but because of Jesus, because of his sacrifice, we are cleansed. Notice that sin and guilt is dealt with. Sometimes I feel that we receive forgiveness of sins, but we still struggle with a sense of guilt that burdens us, that weighs us down. God reassures us here that our guilt is dealt with through sacrifice, by the cross. Jesus has done it all, and so we can rest in his love. But although we rest, we are also impelled onwards and outwards, and the call and the commission comes, and Isaiah responds, "Here am I, send me." And that's a response that we need to make to God, that he calls us to make as disciples. But here's the thing, and here's the thing that's challenged me, and here's the central reason why I've gone to this passage today. We might say, "Here am I, send me," and we might have an expectation that God is going to use us to do some great thing. And there are these plans that we think that God has for us and that we're engaging in, and we think it's going to be great and wonderful and mighty. I have to confess to you that I am frustrated. And one of the reasons that I'm frustrated is that in so many ways, things were going well in our church. We work across three sites here in North Leeds. We're seeing people come to faith. We're seeing people wanting to be baptized. We're a Baptist church. We baptize believers. I had a conversation with someone on Sunday, the last Sunday that we were able to physically meet, about baptism. We had services lined up. Alpha was going well. We'd started a cafe on our Headingley site. And there was so much excitement, so much promise. There were great things that were going to happen. And many of those things have just had to stop. We've had to shut down. And it's frustrating. And it's difficult. Maybe you feel the same. Maybe you feel the same about the life of your church. Maybe you feel that your own life, what you think that God was calling you into, it's just been put on hold. But if you feel like that, then you're in good company. You and me and many others can resonate with Isaiah. I think he thought that God was going to call him to do this great and wonderful thing, this new building program, maybe this new exciting initiative. But no, God is calling him to minister in difficult times. He's going to find his message blocked. He's going to encounter opposition. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. It's not quite what he expected, but it's still God's calling on his life. He says, "How long, O Lord?" And we might expect God to say, "Well, only for a little while." But actually, it's to minister in this tough situation for a while longer than that. We trust in God in these days, and we trust in his calling on our lives. Perhaps you thought you were going to be in a situation where you would be ministering, speaking to a whole range of people who'd be in front of you, and instead you're writing a letter to your friend. Perhaps you were going on an overseas trip. Perhaps you were involved in some mercy ministry, and a great number of people were able to be helped, and you find that you're ministering to just your immediate family. Things haven't quite turned out in the way that you expected when you said, "Here am I, send me." But God still got this. God is still using you. And there is still hope pressing through the difficult times, pushing up through the earth like a green shoot coming up through a dry and parched land. Here again, the final verse of our reading. Though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as the terebinth and oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land. It may be that you're serving in quiet and insignificant ways. It may be that your ministry at the moment is a ministry of prayer. Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, He is still calling you. And His promise is to be faithful to you right here, right now. Hear the words of the Lord and respond in faithfulness, saying, "Here am I. Send me." We close our time today by reading a prayer from C.H. Spurgeon, a great preacher of a previous generation. And here Spurgeon prays for the needs of the church and its mission, and for the needs of the world. I pray for the church and mission of Jesus Christ in all places. God, my Father, bless the tired and those that have loved ones very ill. Lord, comfort and sustain them under the great trouble of seeing others suffer. Remember those who are themselves ill. Especially help those who are depressed in spirit. There are among your own people, O Lord, plants that grow in the shade. Remember the man of a sorrowful spirit and the woman of a sad heart. Lift up the light of your face on your people, and may they no longer be sad. In the mighty sovereign name of Jesus. I pray also for all in authority and for the needs of the world. God Almighty, let the whole earth be still and at peace. God of infinite mercy, turn human minds from the sins that breed the cruelties and wickedness of war, and bring peace of heart with God and peace with others. Oh, for the kingdom and the coming, that Christ Himself would soon appear. But if He delays in mercy till people repent, then come, Divine Spirit, and lead them to repentance. Let the people of God be gathered together, and your divine purpose be completed. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.